Welcome to the Money, Motivation, and More podcast. My name is Robert Geniak. I'm author of the international bestseller, Rich is a State of Mind, and host of the new show, We Talk Money, that streams on we-tv.ca. And this episode is entitled, Lessons from an Aluminum Boat. Are you on the bottom? Can you feel the bottom? Strange questions to be asked in a business environment, but not so strange once you realize they were being asked in a 16-foot aluminum boat that was bobbing up and down on the Detroit River. To a seasoned fisherman like my dad who was steering the boat while fishing, they were obvious questions. But to a handful of times a year fisherman like myself, they were much less obvious. It's an oft-repeated phrase that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I don't know if the student was actually ready 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday morning in May, but I got a lesson anyways. In fact, I got three. Lesson number one, fish where the fish live. It seems obvious enough, doesn't it? Fish, in particular pickerel, or for our American listeners, walleye, for which we were fishing, spend most of their lives within 2 to 3 feet of the bottom of the river. We were fishing in approximately 25 to 35 feet of water with trolling reels, also known as hand lining, and a setup that consisted of a 1-pound sinker and two leads with 5-inch Rapella lures. The bottom lead was 20 feet long and the top was 40 feet. When your sinker is positioned properly, the bottom lead will be about a foot off the bottom, your top lead about 2.5 feet. In short, you're fishing where the fish live, but only if your sinker is on the bottom of the river. Well, how hard can that be to find the bottom of the river? To a skilled fisherman like my dad, it's second nature. To me, it's a bit of a challenge. First, you have to understand the boat's in constant motion. Secondly, a little bit of a chop on the river from the prevailing north wind and other boats that are moving around you cause your boat to rise and fall a bit. Third, the river bottom is not flat, and the water is deep enough that you can't see the bottom. It's not unlike the situations we face when trying to prospect for new business at times. We must prospect where the clients are, not where they aren't. And we are playing in a constantly changing marketplace and in an economic climate where clients, like fish, are cagey and don't necessarily want to be caught. What our competitors are doing can affect our activities, and while we strive to know as much as we can about our areas of expertise, there are things we can't see happening just below the surface. Lesson number two, engage in consistent action. Okay, so I finally had the bottom thing all figured out and I can consistently feel my sinker bouncing lightly along the bottom of the river. So, where are the fish, Dad? Apparently finding the bottom is not enough. One must, with a soft, gentle flick of the wrist motion, pull the sinker up off the bottom and let it back down. It's this motion that causes your bait to swivel and dive, thus simulating the action of the small bait fish that your target, the pickerel, wants to eat. If there is no consistent action, your baits will drag along in the water, uninspired and unappealing. As we are engaged in consistent action, do we think that just showing up should get us the clients and the business that we want? Are we doing the little things that make the big difference to separate us from what our competition is doing? Or are our marketing and prospecting efforts dragging along uninspired and unappealing? How often are we engaging in that consistent action to attract new clients? Monthly? Weekly? Daily? Lesson number three. If it isn't working, change it. We'd caught two fish within the first 20 minutes, one each, but the next hour went by without any hint that fish were actually even there. While bobbing up and down on the river in the sunshine is a pleasant way to spend a morning, the goal was to catch fish. A friend of my dad's pulled up alongside and asked what lures we were using, and he said he was having success with a smaller, more colorful lure. Less than 10 minutes later, we had two more fish in the boat by using advice from someone who was having success doing exactly what we wanted to do. Sometimes we, yes, and I do this too, stay stuck doing the same thing over and over and over again because it worked once and now we can't figure out why it's not working today. That doesn't mean we throw the idea away and never revisit it. After all, my dad has probably 200 different lures in his boat of various styles, sizes, and colors. Why so many? Because what worked yesterday may not work today, and today's hot bait may not get you a bite tomorrow. If you only have one lure, it's great when they're biting on it, but when they stop, it can be a long, long time before you catch another fish. My goal for squeezing in a short visit to see my dad during a business trip that was already way overcommitted on time wasn't to get a pep talk about my business and what I do for a living. It wasn't to get lessons that would encourage me to rethink how approaching my prospecting could change the way that I was being successful. The goal was to do a bit of fishing and hang out with my dad. And I'm pretty sure that he has no idea that the 2.5 hours that we spent on the river that morning will affect how I look at my business over the next couple of months, but I'm hoping he will when he listens to this podcast. Thank you very much for the lessons, Dad. I love you. This has been the Money Motivation and More podcast, and I'm your host, Robert Geniak. Money Motivation and More is available on iTunes. It's available on Apple Podcasts. It's available at Player FM, Blueberry Podcasts, and now on CastBox as well. It's also available from the robertgeniak.com website where you can download it. And I would appreciate if you drop me a note. Let me know what you think of these podcasts. And if you've got ideas for future topics, I'm certainly all ears. Until next time, thank you for listening.